Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah. Who the fuck is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack of dawning, now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eye. See who's this paging me and why? It's my nigga Pop from the barbershop.
Oh, me shit.
In the gamble.
This is good.
Heard the intro.
This is good. Welcome to Real Ass Podcast. Before we went live on the stream, I'm sure you guys were listening. We're just listening to Nine Inch Nails Hurt, which is the opposite emotion of this song. Like, I want to go fucking smack a bitch in the face right now and sell some coke, you know? And before, like, literally a minute ago, what music does for you is such an incredible thing, the emotion that it brings out. A minute ago, I felt like I was the bitch being smacked, you know? Different, but I like it. This is much more the energy for a show. Thank you for Christine Meehanberg for choosing this song, because Shannon is retarded. And we're trying to get the energy going for a fucking show. And she chooses the song that makes me want to cut myself the most.
I didn't choose the song. I chose a Nine Inch Nails playlist, and it got away from me.
Half their music makes me want to cut myself.
It was Ralph's suggestion. Can I blame him?
Maybe. Ralph makes me want to cut myself.
Me too.
In all fairness, she asked Ralph for a new hit band to put on.
Yeah. Yeah, don't ask Ralph anything regarding this show. It's not the SDR.
Oh, have you heard of the Nine Inch Nails?
Listen, great show plan today. We're waiting on Dave Landau right now, who is, I believe, 4 minutes away. Shannon's fault.
It is my fault.
Told him the show started at 11:30 for some reason.
I don't know why. I told Christine the right. I don't know what happened.
It's fucking retarded. I don't know what I'm dealing with anymore. It's fine. Shannon's supposed to be one of the good ones.
I just had a slip up. I've never done that before.
Well,
you're supposed to be Bobby Hutch with titties.
Hell yeah. Shannon, you need to take money out of your tit jar and give it back to us now. Every time you fuck up, you're giving us money.
I don't like it.
Christine Meehanberg is here. What up, girl?
Yo, what's up, bro?
You excited about being on the show?
I'm very excited.
First time on the show ever, right?
Ever, yeah.
You know what this is, right?
This is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. It's the number one alt-right Christian podcast in the world.
I'm in the wrong place.
No, you're not. You're doing good. It's fine. Sometimes we like to have the other perspective here. So you're representing women today, which
is
nice.
Yeah.
No, not at all. You're a nice woman. You're married to my good friend Aaron Berg, and you have a child with him, which is awesome. We're going to talk about that today on the show. We got a lot to talk about today's show. I like these new show notes. Mike Harrington got a promotion here at Gas Digital. It's unbelievable that we gave him a promotion yesterday. Yeah. It's a different world we're living in.
Now he's only kind of a bitch.
Well, no, you know what it is? It's a psychological thing. He didn't actually have a promotion. We gave him less responsibility because he's a layabout loser. In his mind, that's a promotion. He's like, I've been promoting to doing less work. This is incredible. So, yeah, we look great show planned today. Dave Landau will be here in a moment, but let's get the plugs right out of the way, right off the top, right off the bat.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay, hell yeah,
that's right. You got it.
My mind's not working right today, so same. Just be prepared for a very slow Louis J. Gomez today, and today only. Usually, I'm quick as a fucking
whip.
There you go. Christine Meehanberg, what do you got to plug?
I got an album coming out called Bumped. I recorded it 9 months pregnant. It'll be available. Well, it's available for pre-order.
No one's done that. That's good.
Yeah, 9 months.
No,
dude, I wanted to give birth on stage. I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That's great. Good for you.
May 29th, Bumped. It comes out. I have an album release party.
I thought it was because halfway through your set they put somebody else on. That's why you named it that. That happens sometimes.
Well, I had a bump.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
All right.
So that's awesome. When is it coming out? May 29th?
May 29th. And the pre-orders are available now.
Wow. Good for you. Go buy the album. Support strong women in comedy, guys. Listen to me. I know what we say all the time on the show, and there's not a woman here. Do not support women in comedy. It's an opposite message. When there's not a when she's sitting right in front of me, I'm going to tell you right now, go buy that album.
Don't.
No. You know. They know. They know what to do. That's awesome. Zach Amico, what do you got to plug?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Comics watching horror movies every Friday night at midnight. And hey, my pro wrestling debut is now officially online. Facebook, YouTube, wherever you watch your videos, search out Capital Wrestling. Episode 111, my first ever pro wrestling deathmatch.
It was fucking horrifying. Maybe we'll watch a little bit of that.
I'd love to see
on today's show. Absolutely horrifying. Way worse than when it's in high def. We saw it on a cell phone video, and I was like, that was bad. But when you fucking have high def, and I'm not even talking about the match. I'm talking about Zach walking out. Just his face.
It was gorgeous.
It was brutal. No, you're great, dude, Zach. You're really good. I really love what you're doing in the pro wrestling world. And I'm going to maybe be making my pro wrestling debut eventually. Not with the people that you guys are rolling around with. Both of you guys look like you have diseases on your skin. I'm not doing that. But I will go up against maybe a woman. Andy Kaufman did that, right?
Yeah.
Just beat women. Can I do that? How long has it been since
somebody
did that?
Hasn't stopped yet.
Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez. The only comedy special you guys need to fucking buy right now is available anywhere you purchase comedy specials in both audio and video format. You can go to Luis J. Gomez presents LuisJGomez.com. Get all the links right there. Thank you so much for supporting that. Skankfest NYC is sold out, but you can get tickets if you're lucky. Go to InfiniteCBD.com/Skankfest and sign up for their Infinite CBD giveaway pack, where they're giving away a pair of passes every single week, plus a $200 Infinite CBD prize pack. Go to our iTunes right now, leave us a 5-star ranking and a positive review. One reviewer every month gets a piece of merch. Any piece of merch. You get a t-shirt or a mug from the Real Ass Podcast merch store, exclusively podcastmerch.com/RAP. In fact, go there to grab all your podcast merch.
Yeah.
Pretty hardcore, man. Podcastmerch.com, great new website.
You have pants?
Pants?
Yeah. As merch?
No, but that'd be a great idea.
You need pants.
Like juicy pants instead of juicy, it just says
yeah.
JEW-C, like juicy.
Yeah. Now you need to make those pants. Black jeans.
That was a good fucking
black
joke.
Black jeans. You're not. Baby jeans. A little sweaty.
Keep those plugs going, Shannon. Why not? Landau's coming in right now. I mean, what am I going to do? Not give him his plug? Is he here? Get him in here. He's got 3 seconds to get his plugs in. Tell him. If he wants his plugs in, he's got to be in here now.
I mean, in my defense, he's still later than the time he said he was going to be
here. It's 11:21, Shannon. He's, you know, in his mind, he's 9 minutes early for this 11:30 show. No. You fucking
so
twit.
Sorry, team.
You deserve the fucking rape death you're going to catch for some prisoner. You literally deserve, for that mistake, you deserve to be raped to death.
That's not right.
That's crazy. I know, it's extreme.
At least I'll have sex before I die.
But that's how much I care about this show, that I would let Shannon be raped to death for just fucking up simply the time of the show. Sorry, Dave Landau. Disrespectful to you.
Oh, you're fine. What happened?
The show starts at 11 and Shannon told you the wrong time.
Ah.
She's an idiot.
Well, I said 11 the first time, and then when he asked to come at 11:15, I'm like, nah, come 11:20. I don't know what happened.
Landau, really quick, plug what you got to plug, because we're going to start the show now. You came at the perfect time. That's our plug time.
You can go to DaveLandau.com, get The King of Detroit on Amazon.
Hell yeah.
You can watch me be responsible for a rape death.
Hell
That's
yeah.
That's about it.
Rape death ain't bad, baby. If you're going to die... Yeah, depending on who the raper is.
Oh, and Comedy Castle this weekend, Thursday through Saturday in Detroit, Michigan.
Fuck yeah, dude. Go support Dave Landau, very funny comedian.
Hi, Dave Landau.
Hello.
Co-host of
Anthony
Cumia
Show. Did you wear that because of them?
No, I like it, but I'll wear it for him.
Why? What would that have to do with us?
I don't know. It's boxing.
What do you think?
It's wrestling. Because we were just talking about wrestling.
She's retarded. Women are dumb, huh? It's just what they are. It's fine. You're great. You can birth our children. You have other things. You have a womb. You don't need a brain when you have a womb. You create brains. You create brains
brain
with your
came
womb.
Out of my womb. That's
fucking,
what happened during pregnancy.
I know.
Yeah.
That's another level. So I can sit here and go, oh my God, Dave Landau, you know, you wouldn't make a dumb reference and call that Rocky shirt pro wrestling. You wouldn't do that because you're a man. It's fucking one of the most famous movies of all time. Rocky IV, debatably the best of the Rocky series.
My favorite person.
You're a fighter, though. You fight and shit. It was the fighting.
I know.
Oh, God.
I know. But you create brains. So good. Thank you.
But he didn't dance before his match.
No, I did not. Look, we have an incredible show plan. There's so much going on in the fucking world today. I don't even know where to start. Brand new interns. Fucking Marcus is here. Marcus, they're getting fatter and more tattooed. It's a thing like
our interns look like somebody got me wet and fed me after midnight.
Yeah. I just I don't know what to say.
There's a dem.
It's fine, but there's not a lot of room in these studios, so we need to sort of start choosing wisely who we have be part of the show. No offense, Marcus, you're fucking great, dude. I love you, buddy.
Just weighing
the shit on you, but
every time a girl comes in to work at this network, it's just like, oh, so you work on Legion of Skanks, right?
Yeah. Why is it that we don't fucking have any girls here? It's all fucking ugly men.
When I got into the business,
I literally got into the business because I was like, I can get hot young interns to do crazy shit on my shows. That was it. You know?
Well, then
like,
Me Too happened and ruined everything.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know what to do here. I mean, we can make them do things, but it's just not as much fun.
Depends.
We got to figure out a way. We got to get some couple girls in here. I need a couple hot young girls.
A couple.
Couple.
I know a couple.
Isn't there new
that do
a new
anything?
Girl, junior producer coming in?
There is a new JP.
Yeah, that.
A new JP coming. We don't have interns anymore. We have JPs.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So. Does that mean unpaid producers?
No, they're paid. They're paid, but they're paid the JP rate.
Okay. You know what I think it is? It's because it's a morning show.
So we only get
dudes. Have you ever seen
like women are more motivated?
Have you ever seen a hot girl at 7 o'clock in the morning?
No.
Take the train at 7 a.m. and count how many hot girls are.
They're all just gross.
They haven't
put on their faces yet.
That's true.
That's it. These are actually just these are girls without makeup.
Yeah.
These aren't even men.
Yeah, they're just.
This is what women look
that's
like.
She is. Yeah.
4 o'clock. She is a curvaceous beauty.
Rubenesque.
Lane Bryant model.
All right,
Rubenesque. She's covered in sauerkraut.
Shannon, what are we up against
delicious
today?
I feel like I can't find anything good lately. I found something about a bunch of Jews dying.
That was called the Holocaust.
A lot of them.
That was a while ago.
In 1370, Jews are expelled and massacred in Brussels, Belgium.
In Brussels, Belgium.
Yeah.
Wow.
1370.
See, they don't even talk about that.
No, we never hear about
nobody,
it.
Everyone talks about the fucking Holocaust. And then there's been so many other times.
The 40s
there's
one.
So many other
how many times? Isn't that a thing where the Jews have been?
How many times do you need to get kicked out of a country and slaughtered before you go, maybe it's us?
Yeah, I mean,
before you start Hollywood, you know?
What's the common denominator there?
Yeah, listen, every time you point a finger, there's four more pointing back at you.
That's right.
This was only 20. There were only 20.
There were only 20
that died.
That's not a slaughter.
That's not a slaughter. Not
really, that's barely serial killer.
Not as bad as a school shooting.
But 20, all right, but how many Jews were there, though? Because what if the population was 30 Jews?
Good
well,
point.
That's
yeah,
solid.
Who knows? Look, I think we can do better than slaughtering 20 Jews on today's show, to be honest with you.
I mean, unless we physically do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it also depends on what you define as better.
That's true.
You know? Expulsions and the exodus of Jews by country. Look, Austria, oh, wow. England,
yeah,
France.
What was wrong with the 1600s?
Hungary, Lithuania, Milan, Naples, Nuremberg, Portugal,
everybody
Sicily, Spain. Wow.
Sicily was slaughtered.
Wow,
Jews.
Yeah. Are there any Jews
Mama
in the studio
Mia
right now?
I'm somewhere Jewish.
You have a Jew? You have a little Jew?
Somewhere, yeah, a little Jew.
Yeah. I had a little Jew in me a couple times.
Oh, boy.
My child?
Aaron Berg, I thought you were talking about. I was doing Aaron's little thing.
It would work on both, right?
I'm in there right now.
He is currently still inside. All right.
All right. So, look, there's some things happening right now in the world that we got to talk about. First of all, the Stranger Things trailer was released. I don't care. I didn't watch season 2 of Stranger Things.
I did.
I did, yeah.
Was it good?
I did. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I watched
I love
two episodes and I couldn't get into it. But I watched the first season. This happens with a lot of shows. I watch a season or two, I'm like, this is good, and then I stop giving a fuck.
Yeah, I don't have an interest in 3, to be honest, after seeing the trailer.
Really,
is that chick hot yet? Because that's where we're going with all this, right?
The bald one?
The little girl.
Seven.
She's
11.
The little girl, is she hot yet?
7. 11. Zach's hungry.
Yeah. She's 11.
You go over the age I would prefer.
She's going by. Is she 18 this season?
Well, how old is she now? Because here's the thing,
probably
okay?
40. She's 15.
She's 15 now. She's going to end up being hot because she's in Hollywood. She's a fucking, you know, famous chick.
We're completely not.
They're gonna mold her.
That's right, because we thought the Olsen twins were gonna be hot.
Yeah.
This is her. Oh, she's gonna be hot.
Oh, she'll be hot.
Oh, yeah, she's gonna be hot. She's also British,
too,
right?
You think she's gonna keep those teeth like that, though?
No. Why, she got fucked up teeth?
I don't think they're fucked up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, my God. Yeah,
I like that, I'm gonna be honest.
You like some fucked up teeth?
It makes it feel like it's possible.
Well, she hasn't gotten her braces yet. That's the truth.
Yeah, that's true. She's too young. They gotta wait till she's full grown.
Do they do that? They wouldn't give her braces. They would just fucking knock her teeth out and put fake ones
new
in.
New ones
right?
in. Now they
That's
do.
The way
yeah.
it works.
Yeah, it's veneers all the way now.
But even with like a young girl like that, she's just going to get her fucking teeth knocked out of her face.
And she probably won't have the same face after that.
Yeah.
Because like the way that the teeth sit in the mouth are going to put.
Well, now her fucking cheek is poking out a little bit and fucking her eyes twitching. Yeah, dude.
The big book of British smiles.
Yeah, dude. Remember when fucking Lisa Simpson, that was the episode where she was...
yeah, Lisa got braces.
They went...
Dental plan, Lisa needs braces.
Yeah, they did a... what's her name? Got her teeth fixed, too.
Terrible.
Oh, she's still awful.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Danielle Brigioli, Cash Me Outside
Girl. Oh, Cash Me Outside.
Yeah, Cash Me Outside Girl.
Yeah, she's a piece of trash.
Yeah, she's garbage.
Yeah.
Hot garbage.
What are you talking about? Stop. Stop. She is not hot.
Boiling garbage.
I think she's like 16.
We check her age every week on this show.
Is she 16? Yeah.
Yeah.
Every week we check her age on this show. You know what? The titties are crazy.
That's a hard 16, dude.
You know, she's got tattoos.
How can you be that hard at that age?
Fentanyl, which hopefully kills her.
Yeah. She's fucking a bunch of older black guys.
Yeah, she does drive around an Escalade with like grown black men.
Grown
who
black
just
men,
rail
yeah.
her and bring her to the bank.
Good for her, though. She's having a good life. She's honestly, this is the Shannon origin story. She's just going to eventually be a guest digital producer. That's all that's going to happen.
I don't know how you can't get women in here.
So yeah, 11 will eventually be, she'll get her teeth fixed, she'll grow into being a woman, and that's honestly why they're keeping that show around. They're giving it a couple more seasons because nobody gives a shit. I don't know anybody that cared about season 2 of that
show.
It didn't
make sense in that last season.
I just didn't give a fuck because half of it was about other people that I wasn't invested in.
Also, Matthew Modine was way better and more eerie than Paul Reiser.
Yeah.
It was just a way better casting.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I gotta watch season 2. Have you guys seen the season 3 trailer?
I haven't seen it yet.
I feel it's gonna spoil season 2 for me if I fucking see the season 3 trailer, so maybe I shouldn't watch it.
No, I don't think you...
I don't think it does,
you're not gonna follow any of it anyway.
Turn like 30 seconds of it on. See if it gets me. A good trailer, something... We'll see. Maybe it'll get me excited to go back and watch season 2.
We'll see.
He's great. Motley Crue.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
How old is he?
He's probably like 15 now.
Yeah. Great trailer. God, this is riveting. Something better chop his head off.
They're all getting blowjobs.
It's a Jerry Sandusky story. Well, now I don't want to see
it. Yeah, no.
What are you talking about? He just maced a black kid. This is the Anthony Cumia show.
I know, I do this show every day.
Just maced a black kid and did nothing. An innocent black kid was maced. You don't want to watch this?
That's true. I do have to try to justify it in 2 hours.
Yeah, you're their core audience. What are you talking about? I have to try to justify it.
What is their audience? Is there...
That's the fucking funniest thing that's been said on the show. I have to try to justify this in 2 hours. There you go. Oh, I love when the guests are good.
I think that they're worrying too much about the 80s nostalgia than an actual story.
Well, that's what they
and it looks too shiny
old to
now.
Have that fucking outfit on.
Yeah.
He's dressed like he's playing like an 8-year-old playing soccer. And he's this 15-year-old with no teeth.
Well, that's what I mean. Speaking of fixed teeth, you think they're going to give him just a little bit of cash so he doesn't have to go through life?
Is that really his teeth?
Those are his teeth. Yeah, for real.
But he can't fix it for the casting, you know?
He probably got that part because it made him
nerdy. He was the
made him more unique. Well, now at this point, they didn't say, all right, we need kid with a fucking speech impediment because his teeth aren't growing into his face. He came in.
He came in and they're like, that's quirky. That's
the, yeah, like, wow. This, it's like when, there he is.
He did fix his teeth because he was in a commercial with them. So I guess they're
covering. Oh, he did. No, I think they're flippers.
Oh, yeah, they're also
in.
Putting the teeth in.
So he puts teeth in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's just got
fucking
dentures.
That's his fucking.
I can't wait for that fucking behind the music in 10 years where they find a dead body with his teeth marks in it.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
It looks like the production value on this season is way too good for to stick with the line of the show. Like the first season was gritty and kind of
like
grainy. Yeah, it felt like the 80s. Yeah. And this is like they're trying to be the 80s, but it looks too shiny and pretty. Well, am I wrong?
No, I agree. Winona Ryder was perfect as just the mom going
absolutely
nuts. Is
she not in the second season?
She is, but she didn't have the same, I felt like.
She didn't have a lot to do.
She annoyed the fuck out of me in the first season, though. She just kept on going more. It was one beat. It's like, all right, bitch, you're nuts. By the time the fifth episode happened, I was like, can somebody fucking kill her? I'm done with her. We get it. Look, if you lose a child, okay, you have a child, I have a child. If you lost your child, Christine, God forbid, not going with this, the most horrible thing ever. But I would probably stop hanging out with you. Because
I'd be out of my fucking mind. I'm already out of my fucking mind. So
Dougie, you're going to bum me out.
That'd be the worst.
You're going to bum me the fuck out. I'm trying to play Fortnite and I have you wailing in the background about your baby that you fucking lost. I mean, how much fun is that? It's not good.
Especially when it's years later, you're like, just shut the fuck up.
Shut it up. Get it. Move on. Fuck
Make
off.
Another
Maybe
one.
You should have watched it in the tub.
Yeah, so the nostalgia thing I get.
Had to have stuffed animals in the crib.
just said no blankets. You let it lay with the blanket.
I the nostalgia thing's fine. It is for dumb people, though. It hits on, and I'm dumb, so it gets me. Once in a while, I go like, you know, I hear that song. The whole Motley Crue movie, I was a Motley Crue fan, but it brought me fucking back to that era.
I liked it.
I liked it
so
too.
Many people hated it, and I thought it's exactly what it should have been. I mean, the it's book is easy. So good, it's hard to actually compare it to
that. Yeah, my sister said the same thing. She read the book, and
it's
she was
so
like,
good.
You can't capture what they do.
Yeah, because it's four different angles. You know,
it's also Me Too time, so you can't. A lot of the stories, you just literally can't.
But even adding though like the squirting and the misogyny and everything to it, that was ballsy for now. I mean they didn't cut out that much crazy shit from
the
book,
but like
really.
The way he punched the girl in the face on the bus and he was like, what did I do? I can't. Like Tommy Lee was like, he had a fucking three girls that he used as speed bags in the back of the bus.
Yeah.
He was just fucking boxing up Muay Thai fucking boxing chicks.
He's got his cock around their throat and spins him like a speedboat motor.
Tommy Lee didn't give a fuck
Wait,
about
I have
punching
questions. I'm not a Molly.
No, he's
Molly
just
Crew
abusive.
The band that used to rub burritos, breakfast burritos on their dicks when they cheated?
Yep. So it would smell different.
Oh, that's great.
Because
they had a contest.
They could just do soap.
No, they had a contest who could go the longest without showering and still fuck groupies.
Oh.
So they would cheat on their girlfriends and then go get like breakfast burritos from a taco truck and rub it on their dick so that they couldn't smell pussy on it.
Yeah, that's fucking brutal. Oh, my God.
I would imagine, would you even notice the pussy smell when a dick hasn't been showered for 3 weeks?
Yeah.
It would just all be genitals.
I've had girls smell my dick. I've dated girls that would like literally make me take my dick out.
Yeah,
you've done that with guys? You've smelled guys' dicks.
I just remember the song.
I put my face in the couch that I thought he fucked a girl on.
You smelled for pussy.
I smelled. I wanted to.
And did you smell the pussy?
Yes, I did.
You're positive that happened?
Yeah, and then he hit me. No.
Nice.
Tommy Lee.
I deserved it. It was fucking nasty. But I felt like such a piece of trash. Psychopath by smelling the couch. I'll never forget that moment.
On all fours like a dog sniffing out another cunt.
Just like, was it here? Yeah.
Threw
a spoon at his face.
And then
did he
hit you for real or no?
Not that time, but yeah.
Oh, he fucked you up.
I had a fucked up past.
Seems like a guilty reaction.
Yeah.
If you accuse somebody of cheating and then they belt you.
Right. You fuck this couch? Wham!
It's like an admission of guilt.
So these fucking bitches that are like, oh my God, some guy grazed my boob. Like, bitch, nobody hit you.
Anyone of my friends who's actually been violently raped does not care for this movement at all.
No, I haven't been there. Like,
they don't really care for any movement. They're jittery bitches.
It's nothing.
What was that?
They like to be very still with no one behind them.
Just fucking, you know, everything in front of them, back to the wall.
Yeah, every party, they're in a corner.
Water, please.
Did you ever hear that Smell Yo Dick song? It was like a hit for a minute.
That was a hit.
That's where
I realized that there was other women out there like my ex and other men like me in the world.
I never had one smell
and
my
they're
dick.
All justified, by the way. They're never wrong. They're right in smelling your dicks. If you've ever had your dick smelled, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to go out on a limb.
You probably deserve it.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You're a trash bag.
You are a piece of shit.
Okay, and let's put it this way. Who at this table has had their dick smelled?
I haven't.
Oh, wait.
You're a good guy, though, Landau. I think you're actually a good guy.
I try to be.
Yeah.
I've never had my dick smelled. I mean, I've had women try not to smell my dick while blowing me, but I've never had the opposite.
What kind of basic bitches you've been with?
Yeah.
All of them.
All.
Can I just tell you how that contest ended? So they would have sex with like up to four groupies a night each until one day a girl threw up on his penis and they had just eaten spaghetti. So they call it the spaghetti incident. And then that ended.
Which is what the Guns N' Roses album was titled after.
About Motley Crue's spaghetti.
It's about a girl puking spaghetti.
Is that why it's called the spaghetti incident?
No.
Yes.
That's why.
I had no idea. Now I love the album and I hated that title for the last 20 years.
They were friends, weren't they?
Yeah, they
were. I know that Vince Neil and Axl Rose had like a beef. That was like a thing. They wanted to box each other. They went to like a celebrity boxing thing. They hated each other.
Yeah, they didn't get along, but I mean, I know they were all connected in that LA circuit though for a while. They would have heard about it.
Yeah. That's pretty hilarious.
It's not. That's not where it came from.
Really? Fuck.
Sorry, Zach.
I apologize.
It says it came from a food fight between Axl Rose and drummer Steven Adler.
Now
much
I hate
more
the title
boring
again.
Spaghetti incident.
Yeah. I hate
they
the
really
title.
Shouldn't get to call it that.
Yeah, honestly, they get to fucking...
How do you name your fucking albums like Appetite for Destruction, Use Your Illusion, and then The Spaghetti Incident?
Yeah.
And that's the one you covered Charles Manson on.
The hidden track.
It says it also had to deal with the drummer's drug habit and the lawsuit stemming from his ouster from the band. I don't know how that ties with it.
Steven Adler?
God, I wish I gave a shit about any of this.
I love GNR. I got to see him live. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, I was a big 80s metalhead. I had an older sister, 2 years older than me, who, when you have an older sibling, whatever they like, you like.
Yeah.
So she was into like heavy
college
metal
cock.
It's fucking just whoring around our shitty neighborhood. So, you know, I had to do what I had to do to get by.
Oh, just losing a striper half shirt. Just hand me down.
Just following
just
her.
Waiting backstage, waiting to get backstage at a Dokken concert.
Yeah. Oh, just waiting with a lunchbox to catch semen in.
Keeping on the nostalgia thing with Stranger Things, I guess Coca-Cola is releasing New Coke, or they're re-releasing New Coke
with cocaine in it.
No. In honor of the '80s show. And I guess new Coke is seen throughout a few episodes of Stranger Things. What was the deal with New Coke? They tried to reformulate it, right?
I just remember Crystal Pepsi.
But New Coke was a thing where it was like a big marketing failure. What happened with it?
They said they were going to go with a new formula for Coke, so it tasted different. Some people think they did it just so that people would try it and go, I like old Coke better. Because they immediately brought old Coke right
back. Yeah, it was marketing
old for
Coke.
People to go, I miss regular Coca-Cola.
Is there any story on what the new Coke thing was? Do we have any information on that?
Harrington has a video of the commercial of the new Coke. Do you want to see what they were
about? That's fine for now. But in the meantime, look up what the thing was back then. Because I remember there was more to the story.
Yeah, I'm reading Wikipedia on new Coke.
I didn't remember this.
Recently, an independent research firm ran a taste test between Coke and Pepsi. And the taste more people chose was the taste of Coca-Cola. Yes, more people all across the country, when comparing Coke to Pepsi, chose the taste of Coke as the better taste. Let's look at it this way. We gave America a choice, and more people said, Coke is it.
More people said, suck my dick, Pepsi. You fucking losers. Coke is it. So that's the new...
People's attention spans used to be so much longer because that entire commercial was, you know, Coke tastes better.
Yeah.
And it was a scrolling reading thing. That would not work today.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm. I need a political message.
Absolutely.
I need one word that I can read.
If it was a Coke, you'd be I want it.
I need it to be like a Black Lives Matter rally.
Yeah.
And everyone's drinking Pepsi. Then a white guy comes in and is like, guys.
A cop shoots.
I'm just saying, have you guys tried Coke?
No, a cop shoots him and he goes, we found coca.
I need a transgender's daughter to hand Pepsi to a police officer.
And then
that's how I know.
There we go.
Yeah. I need a rape victim to have a police officer hand her coke.
She actually pulls it out of one of her orifices. Yeah. She was like, this was shoved into me by a man, a white man.
It's doing a
new
rape
coke. I'll buy this.
A bunch of black guys dancing and they're like... the new Coke fire hose.
Just an old black and white Fatty Arbuckle raping with a Coke bottle.
That what was that movie?
With Coke bottle rape?
No, there was a soda rape.
Well, it was the alleged. I know with Fatty Arbuckle, he was accused of it. He didn't do it, but he was accused and it ruined his career. I don't know what movie was the Coke rape bottle.
You're thinking of T.J. Miller in the Yogi Bear movie.
Yeah.
And who played Silence of the Lambs? It wasn't that, but who was Anthony Hopkins? Anthony Hopkins, I think, was in a movie. And one of the first scenes is him like raping a woman with a Coke bottle.
By the way, really? We actually sell, this is true, at podcastmerch.com. People think they are mugs, but they're not. We talked about this. These are
rape mugs?
Rape pegs.
Oh.
So it looks just like a mug, but you turn it sideways and you use it to actually sexually assault. It's fucking brutal. It breaks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, dude. Pretty unique.
I'd like it that way.
Nobody else has. Nobody else is offering actual rape tools. Brutal rape tools.
No, that's a good one.
It's not like, you know, if you rape with a penis...
You're really doing it wrong.
I'm just saying, you know, the penis is supposed to go into a vagina. It's sort of like, you know, if it slides right in.
You got the tools.
Yeah, you want to make her feel it, or him.
Yeah, we don't want to say, man, don't get raped.
Right, let's be fair.
Was it an 8-year-old that was raped by the Coke bottle?
Come on, what the fuck?
No,
that was the movie that I found.
Shannon, are you trying to make everyone come on today's show? What's going on?
I found a movie.
Can you say that again slower?
In 1974, a movie called Born Innocent, there was a rape scene with an 8-year-old girl and a Coke bottle.
Oh my God.
No, it was
kids shouldn't have said until they're like 13.
It's true.
Was it new Coke?
Woman with dark curly hair.
They said it would give her cavities.
I watched it over and over.
What? Can we see that scene, Shannon? You can't bring that up and not bring it up.
I'll look, but it says that most countries banned the scene.
Yeah, Google 7-year-old getting fucked by a Coke bottle, and let's see how this turns out for all of us.
I saw another scene. There was a guy, I don't remember exactly what happened, but the guy was raped with a bottle. The bad guy was raped with a bottle. Like, they were in an alleyway. And fuck it. I just remember being a kid, like home from school, sick one day, and I would just watch movies that I shouldn't be watching. And in the middle of the day, I watched this movie. And I know it was a guy who, like, I guess he was going to, like, fight these guys or whatever it was, but he raped.
He lost.
He raped the dude with a beer bottle, but the good guy, like, did it. And then another guy was watching me, like, dude, this is fucking too far. It was crazy. And it fucked because I was like 7 or 8. And I remember this just stuck with me for like life.
It
like this dude being
familiar,
raped with a beer bottle.
But I don't know what it is. I do remember Jodie Foster on the pinball machine.
That was one of the first Legion of Skanks episodes we ever had.
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
It could be when they're like, pump that college ass.
Maybe.
One of the first.
Am I putting a lot of movies in one? Possibly.
I don't know.
One
of the first Legion of Skanks episodes we've ever did, it was guest Kurt Metzger. We did a list of the top 10 rape scenes you can jerk off to.
Right.
And the Jodie Foster scene was right up there.
Gotta say, that one in Pulp Fiction is pretty good for me.
What's the rape scene in Pulp?
The man on man.
Oh, come on, doggy. That's too much.
And then gets his dick
come
shot
on,
off.
Doggy.
That's too much. Come on, we're talking about woman rape right now. This is, you know,
talking about sexy rape.
We're not getting fucking crazy, you know. I mean, yeah, fine, whatever floats your boat, Christine.
I found the scene, but the Coke bottle is not evident in it, but I do have the scene.
The scene with the little, is it illegal for us to watch this?
I mean, it's on YouTube.
I mean, it's a movie. You probably cut around it.
Yeah, we're not seeing,
Oh, it's on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless it's the Last Tango in Paris where he does rape her with butter.
Oh, I don't know why that music's
playing
in the
background.
Girls?
Oh, girls?
Yeah.
Girls?
Oh, it's hotter than we thought?
Ah!
All right, stop.
Oh,
I can't.
This is the chick from The Exorcist,
this is
too,
I
right?
I gotta say, women are, girls are way more fucking violent right now than men.
Up. Well, women are worse than men. We just pretend
I got
not.
Roofied by a woman the other day.
You got roofied
by a
woman?
Yeah, I got roofied the other day. No shit.
Did she finger you?
Whoa.
No. I got in
a
Uber.
Somebody send this to Kumi. Somebody send this to Anthony
this
now.
This is the longest clip. I'd like leading up to it. Just...
Why do you want to send him?
There was the
why do you
nothing.
Want, why do you want to send him something that's already
play
playing
that
this theater?
If you with the Coke song over it, you stink. Zach just made the best bit ever in real time. Part of this show, what we do is we develop bits, and then in real time, we put them together. If we were a TV crew, we would just, this be a writing room, and we'd go and record that. Shannon, you're going to edit all that out, and you're going to play the rape scene again with the I Want to Buy the World a Coke song.
Exactly.
And we're going to edit that all out in post, and it's going to just be a perfect fucking bit, and you guys did it.
I just have to wait for Harrington to get the song.
You know, it's going to be a little bit of time. It's going to be a little bit of time, but that would be perfect. That would be perfect.
It would be.
Oh. So fucked up. So white turtle
dove. It is better with that music.
Yeah. This is kind of a Pepsi commercial now.
It's creepier this commercial. Way. Why didn't they
it's
do that?
It's an RC Cola commercial.
Amateurs.
Somebody send this to Coke. This is great marketing. There we go.
Do people get upset about this? It's a movie.
What?
You know, there are bitches that get upset at shit. Like, we can't handle anything anymore.
Yeah.
Everything's just softened. It's okay.
I mean, that's pretty
us right now.
The '70s, though, was a wonderful time for we were just saying, like Last Tango in Paris, he actually raped the girl with butter, and she didn't even come out and talk about it until like 20 years later, 30 years later.
She was afraid for a while.
Well, yeah, she had that big bush. I'm surprised the butter got through it.
Yeah,
just running away from Native American women.
So.
Also, she said she was roofied, and we all ignored it.
Yeah,
like, it's
totally
not
fine.
A problem.
It's okay. I did a bit. I do a bit about somebody roofied me.
The other night.
I got off stage after doing that bit to close out, and a woman came out, and I swear
to Christ,
she
roofied. Is it ironic that I find this story boring? She was roofied?
Because I think she
I feel
the bit
bad
that
I
she
brought it back
roofied
up.
Me. Tried to get a car with me.
Wait,
it was
a chick
mess.
Roofied you?
Yeah, like in her maybe 40s. She like, tried to show me her C-section scar, touched my hair. Like, it was a lot.
Ew.
It was a thing. Yeah, I've been looking around for the videotapes at clubs.
How long ago was this?
Friday.
What?
Yeah.
You were roofied on Friday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then had to go to the zoo on Saturday.
What was the game plan there? Just
I don't know
up.
What I don't know what the point would be. Like, what would a woman do? I guess, like, what would anybody do?
Why would anybody show you their C-section scar to turn
you on? I don't know.
It
was a lot. Like, she swooped in, and then I wanted to see what happened. Because
she just woke up in the bed with this bottle?
Hanging out of my ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. You were positive you were roofied.
I'm about 85%.
What could it else have been? I don't even know. We
4 glasses of Chardonnay ain't going to fucking put me down, you know what I'm saying? It's not. Maybe,
Strong shard.
You were completely
out. I'm a
mother. You were completely out.
Yeah, I couldn't. I had to, my husband had to take all my clothes off because I felt constricted and I couldn't feel my feet. I couldn't feel anything.
She roofed you, so Aaron could rape
me.
You.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't rape the willing.
Can you rape your wife?
It's not rape if you come. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think you.
It's
can.
Not rape if you come. That should be a T-shirt.
Thank you.
It really
you.
Should be. And so I think sometimes women. Come during their rapes.
Oh, I think they
I
do.
I think that's
they
been a defense for hot rapists in the past.
Yeah, I remember
hot
the
for really, really sexy, long-dicked rapists. That's been their defense. He's like, yo, but I made this bitch come.
I remember
that. Yeah,
and then
she
came. The funny part is she didn't even deny it. The fact that it got that far, she had to be like, all right, I did come.
Yeah.
I do remember.
So you know,
I don't know why.
It was fucking solid dick.
I remember the Johnson versus Squirter trial, and he completely walked.
He sloshed.
There was this other story I thought was interesting. There was a man who was convicted of first degree intentional homicide of an unborn child and sentenced to 22 years in prison for slipping his girl an abortion pill while
really?
She was at work. Is this true? Can you fact check this? 22 years in prison? That's too much.
For a practical joke?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. For being hilarious?
I don't get it.
It should be
technically
fun.
Four more years than what he was facing.
I know,
already.
Exactly.
How'd she know?
One count of a feature week.
This should just be titled Funniest Man in Ohio. Is locked up. Go back to that story. Wisconsin man, whoa. They also Googled, can you rape your wife? That's where we're at in the booth, by the way, guys. If everyone just saw that.
Oh, you can.
Like, that's
sure.
a question that Google can answer.
And it had already been searched. It was purple.
Wisconsin man gets 22 years for trying to induce girlfriend's miscarriage with spiked drink. He's been sentenced to 22 years of prison. 45-year-old.
No. Okay, this is wrong then.
Menshi Kumar Patel. Well, I did not imagine
anybody,
an Indian guy.
Anybody that's taken one of those pills would know that it doesn't take weeks for the pill to work. It's within a day. Like,
wait, hold on,
I don't
hold on,
know.
Hold
you
hold
ever give a seagull like Pepto-Bismol?
But miscarried weeks later. Like,
go back up. Go back up.
His girlfriend, I feel like, never drank the drink. Oh, okay.
But miscarried weeks later. His girlfriend never drank the spike drink, but miscarried weeks later. Go down. The former whatever man had been on the run since he was charged in 2007 and forfeited a $750,000 bond. Wow, he was arrested. This is last year. This is an older story, but it's still interesting. Patel said in court that he didn't want another child because he was afraid the child would have the same medical problems as his son.
Being Indian.
Smelling like fucking curry. But he said he realized that even if the child had medical issues, the child still would have had a life. So wait a minute. If she didn't drink it.
Then how? It was attempted.
Attempted murder of an unborn fetus. It's a little bit much. I'm just saying, the guy didn't even fucking do anything.
Well, I know, 22 years is a long time.
It's a lot.
He's guilty of not communicating well with her. I'll give him that.
He should have been. Yeah, but he had a thick accent. He was like, oh, would you like to drink
this?
Yeah,
that's
hard to understand.
And she's like, no, I want to have this baby.
Please, please, drink, please.
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Yeah. What a relief it is.
What?
Snap, crackle, pop that fetus out of you.
I mean, 22 years, is that not harsh?
I think that's harsh.
Yeah, that's
especially
harsh.
Considering that he didn't. If she drank it and it killed the baby,
yeah,
I would still say that's harsh. I would still say it's harsh. That, I mean, look, that's how fucking pro life I am, I guess, or pro choice I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I do believe that you're fucking.
No, we're both fathers, and I'm with you. I say 6 months probation.
Can you look that up? Like, if you've roofied a bitch and you've been convicted of roofying, well, I don't know why I called her a bitch. If you roofie a person and then you get convicted of it and you get charged, what's the typical sentence for that?
For a roofie, I don't know. I mean, just roofing a chick and not doing anything with her.
Yeah.
Just seeing what it does.
Oh.
Okay, what happens here? Just watch her.
Just watch her. I like to watch people sleep.
Okay, roofie rape.
What should
roofie
that
rape.
Be?
What
should I like to get two of them and then race them.
So it looks like
standing behind the bar stool placing bets.
It looks like you'll be charged for felony poisoning.
Really? If you roofied a bitch.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You
don't rape
them. And that's what's the charge. I mean,
felony
what's the
poisoning. And what's the max sentence on that?
I'm looking it up.
Well, poisoning is a lot. I mean, I guess, what if you just dose somebody with acid? Is that also the same charge?
That's a good question. Because I've
probably,
done that.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's like.
But this so is a like murder pill.
You're taking a real risk with dosing your friends with acid if they can just charge you with.
How many here? Is anybody here not dose somebody with a drug, though, like their friend?
I think we drugged my mom. On my wedding day.
Did you really?
No, I think we tried. I think we thought about it.
They roofied their mom?
Shut up! Oh, yeah.
You're just crushing up Oxy. Putting it in new coke.
Yeah. In California, it's 2 to 4 years. So it varies by state. Oh. California is 2 to 4 years.
Yeah. But
that seems low.
It does seem low.
Yeah, that's a little different. I mean, that's just for putting the roofie in.
Into the drink.
In the drink. Actually raping her, that's a separate charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. Usually they let the first charge go.
Yeah,
they just stick with.
There's
the rape.
An end of a life with this story, or well, okay, that's yeah. debatable, but.
But there's got to be a lot of guys who have mashed up an abortion pill and put it in their girl's like soup or drink, right?
Yeah,
been like, oh no, the baby.
Yeah, I just think bleach really whatever's around the house.
It's dark as shit.
It's true though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody's ever done that.
I just hook them on drugs.
There's a lot of terrible.
I do a lot of standing.
You know, you get a second ticket of Six Flags with a can of Coke, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I like to butter the staircase.
Just take a run at roller coasters. Can we go to a water park, honey?
Yeah. It says there should be. Oh, that's nonsense. No, we can go on this.
Water park will literally just flush out her cunt. Like, you just go down any slide, it'll just.
It's like there's a fetus next to you like this.
Sliding down.
Honey, that whole cross
you.
Your legs down the slide thing is fucking bullshit.
I mean, it would, right? With enough force, you figure the water would just...
Yeah, for sure.
Have you used the bidet here?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
That's actually this is the abortion seat. That's what we call it. Just put it on the front mode. Just
every time you want a JP, you just bring it here to have them be pregnant.
Drink this and have a seat.
But 22 years, that's a, you know, it's pretty crazy, especially because considering he didn't actually do it. He spiked the drink, but she didn't drink it.
And
she
must,
she saved it. So something was going on that she
Harrington
wanted to,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how far along was she, too?
Well, the drug is made for inducing miscarriages in women 10 weeks or under.
Yeah.
And yeah, he put it in her smoothie. She didn't drink
smoothie.
It.
Smoothie.
She saved it and then sent it out to a lab because she was, I guess, suspicious. And she miscarried.
Mango
like...
Lassi.
A smart bitch. I got roofie. Didn't even go to the doctor.
Miss Cherry?
Maybe I always just try to find the good in a man. But it's a little crazy. Why? How did she come to the conclusion that he fucking did this? Unless she's not a fucking wacky bitch as well.
And I feel like she could have made this
smoothie?
Up.
That's what I need easily, to know. What kind of life are they living? Homemade smoothie?
Yeah, he made her a...
He made her a smoothie.
He made her a smoothie and then slipped
it in there. I mean,
that's
kind of sweet.
At least he made her breakfast.
I know. I wish that would happen.
It was a smoothie too. It wasn't juice. So she gets all the fiber.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I think he cares about her nutrition.
Did you guys see Howard Stern secretly telling his staff to create Twitter accounts to like tweet at celebrities to get them on the Stern Show?
Are you serious?
There's secret footage of this. This is fucking one of the funniest things ever. Kumi's got to talk about this.
Oh, we will.
He'll lose it. It'll be fucking great.
Because we've been discussing his new book and his fake cancer scare, and it's just absurd.
Yeah,
he's like, I thought I had cancer for an hour. That must have been really fucking hard on you, Howard. What a terrible day.
What a horrible
you
life.
You got called to the hospital for them to tell you didn't have cancer. Hope you're all right.
Rough life.
He, pull up this video if you could find it. I'm sure it's out there. I definitely saw it. It's, just type in Howard Stern Twitter on YouTube. I'm sure you'll find the video. So
meanwhile, Robin's getting radiation.
That's what I mean. Meanwhile, you're sitting next to a woman who had cancer talking about how difficult your experience was.
Just wants to be closer.
Yeah, because you had a cyst on your kidney for an hour.
It was just gas.
Yeah, sorry. It's just...
Which is, like, the fact that Stern, I mean, whatever. Look, it is what it is. But it sort of shines a light on when you look at, like, mainstream people and how contrived it is. Did you find this yet, Harrington?
What I have is a full article detailing it. I don't have a video.
It's definitely on the new Opie and Anthony subreddit. Okay. Opie and Anthony. They shut down.
It's right
other
under
one.
Where they call me a faggot.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, tons of them. Oh, yeah.
The Opie and Anthony subreddit, which I don't, it's not
it's
even
the new one. The old one got shut down.
They don't even care about anybody anymore. It's this new Patrick Tomlinson guy. I don't even know who this guy is.
Who is he?
I have no idea. I think he's a sci-fi writer. That's the only thing I know about him, and they've tortured this guy to the point where I have no idea how he's connected to the world. I just have seen like some of his responses where he's like responding to obvious trolls that are like writing bad
right.
book reviews.
Well, sometimes they're funny. I mean,
they're funny.
Even
they're
say
hilarious all the time.
I laugh my ass off.
It's the only reason it works is because it's funny. It's a new. It's almost like the same way there's like a live chat during a lot of these podcasts. There's a subculture there. If you read those live chat comments during this show, if Shannon were just read all the mean live chat comments during the show, Shannon, you can do that from now on. Anytime a mean one is said during the show, you're allowed to read it out. For the rest of today's show, it's a whole. So we're not supposed to be there. We're not supposed to be on Reddit. I'm not supposed to be reading the comments. For Reddit to really work the way it's supposed to work, this is why I stopped posting as much as I was. You have to step away and let people have a real fucking opinion, you know. And a lot of times they even like you, but they just didn't like what you did there, or maybe they're in the mood to fucking shit on you. And the funniest thing to say is that Lewis is getting fat right now, which I am. Thanks. So, but I'm back in the gym this week, bitches.
There you go.
Back on the fucking diet. Summertime is here. You don't even
somebody
know.
Refresh comments to new.
Yeah, I got told the other day that I have the nerve to be 5'5" and chubby. Made me laugh out loud.
That's fucking hilarious. That's funny. So, yeah, the reality is, though, you're supposed to let those worlds sort of breathe and be their own thing. And when if you take it personally... number one, you're probably if you're taking it personally, you probably don't have that many fans. You're not used to it.
Well, you're looking you're looking for accolades, really.
Yeah, you want to go get the good shit, and then you're looking for the good shit on Reddit, and then when you get the bad shit, you're pissed off that not everything is fucking good, and you're like, these people fucking suck. Be like, dude, there's literally hundreds of thousands of people that listen to my podcast, hundreds of thousands, right? If there's 20, I don't care if there's 50 people that don't fucking like me. There's all of the other people that are out there that you have to look at the net positive. You're looking at this. It's the same culture of people like to write shitty Yelp reviews. They like to just fucking, they like to shit on things. I like to shit on things. Do you know how many tweets I wrote about the new fucking Game of Thrones sucking fucking dick? You know how much, I trolled Game of Thrones. If Game of Thrones was a comic or a fucking radio host, they'd be like, yeah, this guy's a real fucking asshole. Wow, dude. You're getting people to fucking brigade and say I'm shitty and I should be fucking murdered and fucking. But it's, we're all part of that culture and it's on just different levels. And I think we get too cocky to think that it's just about us. And I think that it's one of the reasons why guys like me and Zach, I think we also have a lot of fans in that world as well. It's because I think we lean into it and just fucking, I don't know.
Well, you just have to accept it. Like when I first came into the O&A world, you're like, oh, fuck. Like, because it's just so much of it. And then eventually you just have to go like, all right, whatever. Like you just deal with it. Like, it's fine.
Well, you become desensitized to it. And then you can sort of appreciate the fact that you look at the numbers.
Well, then you start laughing at it.
Maybe there's 10 people that didn't like something. And then you look at the amount of people that do like something and just go, that's just naturally part of the process. You're going to get people that are critical of your shit.
And the people who aren't being critical or even being complimentary, they're the sane ones. I mean, you have to look at it that way. Like both brands of people feel important enough and narcissistic enough to come at you and talk to you.
Well, 99% of the people don't even
they don't engage at all.
But I look at Stern. We're talking about Stern. Hopefully, they found that video.
We do have the video. Good. And some chat messages.
Real quick. But with Stern, I used to listen to Stern every morning on my way to school.
Me too. Absolutely.
And it was like a 20-minute drive, maybe that me, my sister, my aunt would listen to Howard Stern or my mom.
Yeah, we're the same age. I was the same.
Every morning, and this is during the fucking the Beetlejuice era. This is like when he used to just make fun of people, and I think this is how most people are. I never was emotionally connected to the guests. There was no and I was like, oh, I fucking hate when this guy's on. I love when this guy's on. I listened to it just sort of for what it was, which was entertainment. And it was like, there was these characters, good, bad, funny, not funny, whatever it was. It was just my entertainment.
And you were
time.
Really listening for Howard because you felt a connection to him.
I was listening for Howard, right. But it was just, it wasn't even that much. It was no emotion there. If Howard Stern fucking got into a plane accident, I wouldn't have cried. I wasn't a fan like that.
Oh,
I listened
every
day. But I think that's how most people.
He flew into a propeller.
I think that's how most people look at these shows, though, is they're not on social media shitting on it or complimenting it or whatever. That's a very small percentage of the people that are actually consuming the content. And I think that we do have a weird thing where we want to have our voices heard. And this is everyone, myself included. Pull up the video with Stern. This is audio only.
How do we get the word out? So set up a fake Twitter account. Become 10 different people. I don't give a shit. And then when our core team says to you, we want to get Lady Gaga on the show, they announce it on Holdred, and all of a sudden, Lady Gaga, I'm telling you, every celebrity reads their Twitter stuff. Every celebrity starts getting just random things from fans. Hey, when are you going to do the Howard Stern show? We want you on the show. And they're getting all this publicity material, and they're getting bombarded. And it works. Said before, Jehovah's Witness, they bang on the door. We got to bang on people's doors. They're forgetting about us. And I'm pissed.
All right, so that's that. So he tells his...
That was sad.
Marketing people to go create fake Twitter accounts. Make 10 fake
that
Twitter accounts.
That was some accounts. Michael Scott-esque shit.
It was... I mean, what when those words escape your mouth, you are, to the people that are supposed to believe in you most, do you not feel like you're losing something?
Can we not smash cut to him arguing with Ari about how the internet doesn't matter?
It's right? How funny is that? Where he's saying podcasts don't matter. There's no podcasters.
How he's a nobody while he made him like into that.
There's
with
no
Rogan.
Podcasters that are going out, or not that I know of, that are telling their staff to make fake Twitter profiles to get guests on the show. I mean, if I ever said that to you guys, you should walk the fuck out of here. That should be it. We should be saying, how can we create compelling content? How can we do shit on the show that nobody else is fucking doing?
I have like 12 fake black Twitter accounts that just say, this show's not racist. But other than that, I don't.
It is.
And one that says, Artie's going to be fine. He'll be back.
I'm the one that keeps writing, you're going to do it.
He got arrested again, right?
Last
Dude,
night.
That mugshot.
Did you see it?
He looks better though.
Dude.
Wait, wasn't
no.
there a picture
from the
of him
front.
The other day at a gas station pumping gas or something?
That's not. That's the problem though. I think the fact that some people started releasing video of where he was at, gave somebody, you know, the idea to drive up there and sell it.
He looks like DeStefano.
I know, he looks like DeStefano.
That's what I thought too.
I thought it wasn't even him at first. I was like, oh, somebody's being funny, saying it's
look
Artie.
At that.
But
side
you know
view.
What? His weight, his skin, his hair, like he looks better.
He does
minus
look better.
His
I don't
face.
Know what it, did he get some sort of work on his face?
No, I think
something had to be done to that nose.
No, I think it honestly just deflated and
no, the nose is completely gone now because now when you look at the side. Look at the side view of his nose.
When he was on our show and it started getting infected and he wasn't treating it, his lips started to curve up like that.
It looks
that.
Like somebody pressed his face into the glass at jail.
Yeah. It looks like he was just raped for an hour.
Well, did he bring... I mean,
he fell asleep on a vinyl couch.
Can you really deflate cartilage? Is that what... Cause you're,
it's not deflated. It grinds away.
Yeah, what happened was it expanded and he didn't get... They said, look, your nose is basically going to fall off if you don't treat this infection. So he's like, no, and he left and he treated it with heroin, which then made it just, dissolve. Yeah. So it blew up like a balloon.
It's common. It happened, but his is particularly bad. It's a common thing where people that do hard drugs and snort them, their septum starts to fucking deteriorate.
No, and I'm in recovery and I've seen similarities, but I've never seen anybody who has done heroin, lived this long, survived as long as he has, and is like, he's a complete enigma to me.
Yeah.
That he even looks like there's going to be no worst case of it because I've never seen a worst case
nobody,
of a heroin
nobody's
abuser.
Supposed to live
nobody
that
lives
long.
That no. long through the process of
doing
that.
Yeah, but they
that.
Do. There are people out there.
Keith Richards?
They're not doing. They're not doing a lot of stuff.
But not to the level of Artie, though.
It's also, the thing with Artie is, like, it's not like he's doing Keith Richards stuff. He's doing drugs with not rock stars and not at, like, Hollywood parties and not at, like, I see some of the people he hangs out with. These are garbage fucking humans. And it's like, I feel like it's just not the same.
He's not doing coke off a model. He's doing it off the table at a diner.
Yeah, dude. It's just not the same.
Diner.
Quality of drugs, probably, to be honest with you. Like, it's.
He's doing it in a dusty apartment after selling his car.
All right, guys, really quick, as we're on the topic, I got to talk about DanceSafe.org. DanceSafe.org is a website that promotes healthy and safety within the electronic music community for the most part, but it's really for people who party. You know, let's get real. If you're going to get fucked up...
They're not testing to see if the music's too loud.
Yes, it's true. if you're going to get fucked up, okay, you should do it in a responsible way. I'm not suggesting you do get fucked up, but a lot of you guys like to party. A lot of you guys like to do drugs. And the DanceSafe.org creates these really amazing drug testing kits that are easy to use. Check if your Molly is actually MDMA. Check if your cocaine is really just meth. There's a variety of different kits that you can use to test your actual drugs and make sure that what you're putting into your body is actual real, is actually pure, and is actually really safe. Summer's coming up. I know people are going to get fucked up and party. So if you're going to do it in a very, very responsible way. DanceSafe.org is the website. And if you use the promo code RAP15, RAP15, you're going to save 15% off of any of the testing kits that you purchase. So that is DanceSafe.org. Promo code RAP15, save 15% off, and go party in a responsible way. All right, where were we?
I grew up Artie era Stern.
Me too, yeah.
So
I loved him.
I connect with him so hard. I've told it before on the show. At Skankfest one year, he took me aside and talked to me for like a half an hour backstage. Couldn't have been nicer.
He thought he was talking to his own ghost.
He had no idea who he was talking to. Goes to Christine, gives her his number.
Me?
The ghost of Artie's future.
Says, tell that kid to text me. I want to talk to him. I text him the next day. He goes, you remind me a lot of me. Let's keep talking. Next day in the hospital.
Oh, no.
And forgot who I was next time he saw me.
No.
Dude, I loved him, though. Like, the fact that I got to be on a show with him, even for a little while, was just amazing. Like, he's just the best. Yeah. But he just... I don't know what I don't think he's going to stop. Like,
no, he's not. He's not. And you can't, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's, what are you going to do?
We're not going to be the people that are going to save Artie's life. So I feel like when people like have that attitude of like, oh, we got to do something. It's like,
no,
dude, I'm
never going to do it.
Many
even the people that love him
Zach.
The most.
So many people message me, like when we were on the show together, like, have you talked to him? Like, yeah, that's what he's missing. It's a good pep talk from me. That's why he hasn't been able
Lando
to
get to him.
Yeah,
Lando, you really messed up the opportunity.
If he dies, it's my fault. I'll say it.
Have you considered making fake Twitters?
I can say
tell
go
him to
get him.
Better.
But Stern, that was the last nail in the coffin for me for Stern, because that made me, like, it ruined some of that magic for me. I have so much respect for what Stern built and kind of, and I'm like, you're this guy now, you're having a meeting with all of your people. And how is people not go like, God damn, this is what we're doing?
But that's what's interesting.
I remember,
is,
I just want to make, because I don't want to forget this point. I used to sell Comedy Club tickets when I was a like kid. I ran a business that sold comedy club tickets for, you know, a few comedy clubs in New York, and I was really successful at that. That's how I got into the comedy world. Yeah. And I remember the guy that I worked for that I essentially stole the idea from. It was this guy Mark, really good looking dude, and very charismatic guy, dressed really nice. And they had this office downtown, and this is a fucking comedy club street team, but they made it look like a real business, and that's why they did it the best. They had a really big team, and it was two partners. And I remember I remember looking at it being like, oh, they really have their shit together. It's crazy. They have an office. They have everything. Now, pull the curtain aside. They were the office managers for the office. They got free office space. It was like conference space they would rent. I was just a kid. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, but right. They just made it look cool. And this guy, Mark, he was sort of a fucking druggie. And I remember at one point we were hanging out one night, and he was supposed to be my boss. And we were hanging out one night and we were at a bar, and he wanted to get like blow or ecstasy or whatever. And he was out of cash, I guess. And he was like, all right, dude, how about this? Give me $80 and I'll give you $300 worth of comedy club tickets that you can just sell on your own and just keep the money for it. And in that moment, it was, everything fell apart. The whole business fell apart. The fact that these tickets actually held any sort of value fell apart. Mm-hmm. All of my respect for him in that moment went out the window. I was like, oh shit. I was like, this isn't, I was like, first of all, you're broke. I was like, you're begging me for $80. I'm like your employee. That you're showing me that these are just pieces of paper to you. Why am I busting my ass? And that's when I started my own thing.
For these pieces of paper. Yeah.
And then I was like, then it just became apparent. I was like, oh shit, I'm better than these guys as it is. And then I started my own business. So, but it sort of reminded me, the Stern thing, going to his employees and going and saying that sort of reminds me of that. And I have a feeling his staff is going like, fuck, dude, it's over. It's over.
On the way out.
He's saying to us right now that we have to go create fake accounts, Seth. People be interested. They have to be excited about you. They have to be excited about working here.
They have to drink the fucking Kool-Aid.
That's it. If they're not drinking the Kool-Aid, nobody else is going to drink it. How are you going to have your marketing team and your people that are going to go and push you if they don't believe in your shit? And you're telling them from the horse's fucking mouth that you need to go and do this shit. It's bad. And that, in my opinion, that's the end of Howard Stern right there. That right there pulled everything aside, and it showed everyone what he is, and that he's being defeated by this new era of media.
But he's creating it. And I agree with you 100% on all of that. But he's creating it because he's going against everything that made him who he is. He's apologizing for the person that he was.
Yeah.
He's releasing a book. He's taking away the edginess. You know, he's going in 3 days a week. Like, he is creating this. It's entirely his fault. His listeners are going to be turning on him. And
that's it.
Is it hubris? Is that what this is?
What?
You know what hubris is? Hubris is when you get like to the apex, right? Like to the top of something.
Right.
That's right when you hit that. And then it's a downward. The point of time is hubris when you start to
I think
go on
he
the decline.
Hit hubris in Terrestrial, to be honest. I mean, I know he has the numbers and everything, but when his show really peaked and was at its best, I think, was the Artie years.
I mean, we're talking about it's also a different time. Podcasting is taking over. I promise you right now, Howard Stern will have a podcast eventually.
Absolutely.
It will be a podcast. There's no doubt. There's no reason to have radio anymore. There's no reason to have, to be honest with you, traditional TV. It's all a piece of media behind a paywall. There's a website that has this content, right? So, you know, whether it's a TV show, a podcast, radio show, that's sort of the way people are consuming now. On demand, when they want to.
Right.
It's a different thing.
But how long, though, can you be brutally honest with everybody, though, and then come across as a fake person? That's
right.
That's why I think that's his issue right now.
Because he has no more like interesting things to...
Is
that what it is?
His core foundation was built off of people that... We're like, oh, this guy just will say what the fuck ever. And that, and there's that. And also, there still is 90% of the people in the world still want that. There's a small percentage of the people in the world that want people to be safe. There's a small percentage of the people in the world that want people to be political or to be talking about the issues. They want to laugh. They want Stern's fan base was built off of people that want to laugh. And now he shifted that. And now you're not, once you lose your core and you lose that foundation, then it sort of becomes an issue.
He was an anti-hero, and now he is infatuated with his own celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
So when he has these people on, he's up their ass. He wants to be an A-lister.
Yeah.
But last week, he proved who he really was, though, when he went off on Wendy Williams, and it was fucking hilarious. Like, he turned into the old Howard, where he was just like, oh, bitch probably pee standing up. He's going fucking off. And it was like, that's genuine Howard, who we that's all great. Love. Like, yeah. You just laugh at it. And then he apologized.
No.
Yes. The worst thing that Howard Stern...
The worst thing that anybody can do.
He fucking apologized.
Who did he apologize? To Wendy Williams?
Yeah.
To the for trans saying community?
It. Yep,
to...
all that stuff. Where he was like, I shouldn't have said that. You know, it was insensitive. And then that gave Wendy Williams the upper hand to be like, I knew he'd apologize to me. You can't say stuff like that about me.
And did he do the thing where he bent down and showed her his palm?
I think...
That's what I would have done if I was going to...
Put a quarter in the machine and get
bent over.
He pulled her wig off and it was Tracy Morgan.
Real quick, let me get some coffee and we got to do... it's Wednesday. You know what time it is. It's Scam That Jew time.
I'm a very desperate man and I live with my mother.
Scam That Jew.
Okay. Hopefully we have some good scams today, Shannon.
We don't.
Come on.
There's one that's okay. We disagree sometimes. Maybe you'll love them.
Maybe. If you guys don't know what Scam That Jew is, send in your easy-to-pull-off scams that will not get you arrested. Something you have to be able to talk your way out of it. You can shoot us an email at realassofficial@gmail.com. You can also send in your fan art. We got fan art from Devin something or other, right?
Yep,
I'm going to show that for a second. Yep, pull that up. Great fan art from Devin. We're going to send him out a Real Ass Podcast t-shirt or mug if he hits us up.
Okay, here it is. This is the pink version.
Fuck yeah. Look at that. Love it. I love the fan art. We share it. Great artist. Very accurate. Shannon looks just like she looks. So yeah, we'll hook you up, Devin. Appreciate the fucking fan art. Any of the art that we feature on the show, we'll hook you up with a piece of merch for. You know, maybe we'll even turn that art into merch one day, depending on the art. Who the fuck knows what'll happen, okay?
Make the pants.
And also, we accept fun letters and things. We had a fan letter, right? We're going to read an invitation for me. We'll talk about that after Scam That Jew. But Shannon, pull up the first scam. What do we got going on?
Let me show you the shirt real quick. This is the front of the shirt. The back of the shirt.
There we go. Scam That Jew. The only way to get this shirt is by sending in a winning scam. Scam That Jew. You cannot purchase that shirt anywhere in the world.
Okay, so first one is from Kyle. Sup guys, I have a good scam for traveling with your girl. Wherever you fly, when you get to the check-in, let the person know you just proposed to your girl and you're going on your honeymoon. They will usually comp you with Admiral's Club, lounge with free food and alcohol, and give you better seats, exit row, or sometimes an upgrade. This always works when checking into a hotel. They will likely give you a better room and surprise you with champagne. Scam it up, doggies.
Yeah, that's an old school fucking hack scam. That's like one of the OG fucking your uncle
Can
tells you that
question?
When you're going on vacation. What?
Did you propose or are you on your honeymoon?
No, you're lying.
It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't matter.
Because if you propose, yeah, you should pick one.
Pick one. Doesn't matter. They're, you know... It'll maybe work, but it's also such a fucking hack bullshit scam at this point. People, I feel like, are going like...
And if your chick respects you after you've done that a few times...
Yeah.
Like, it's like going... It's like going
stay
it's
with her.
It's
actually
like saying
propose.
It's her birthday, so you get free dessert.
Yeah. Like that's on the level of that. Yeah, you're
well,
right.
That's a fun thing to do, though, just to embarrass who you're with.
It's a fun little scam. You get a free dessert.
You should
dessert,
just say instead, you should be like, we just aborted a baby, and then you'll get an upgrade. Yeah.
Maybe.
Do you guys have cake for miscarriages?
I didn't like it. It wasn't, it's not t-shirt worthy.
Agreed.
You can do it. You can do it out there. It may work at a hotel. I did that once with my ex-girlfriend.
Strawberry upside down cake.
It's all mashed.
Mashed.
I did that with my ex. We said that we brought like a shitty ring with us too to pretend we had gotten engaged to see if we can get any upgrades. And they sent us chocolate covered strawberry server room.
It was so fancy.
No. That's another hack. Fucking,
also,
that's a
lot.
A
it gets
treat.
In your teeth. Like, it's not an enjoyable treat.
I mean, I don't mind them. I enjoy a good chocolate covered strawberry, but it's just sort of fucking basic bitch shit. You know, if you get your chick chocolate covered strawberries, you're a fucking basic bitch. It's the
or
red roses
give you Corbett,
of candy.
Mm-hmm. Corbett it sparkling is. Wine.
It's cute if you make them though. If he makes them for her, that's at least a little effort.
That's cute.
Yeah, but if I make anything involving fondue, I'm coming in the fondue every time.
If your boyfriend makes you chocolate covered strawberries, he's gay.
Yeah, that's true.
He painted little tuxedos on them.
Yeah. Yeah, if he's making a cake,
like they're penguins.
It's actually just fecal matter on strawberry.
Yeah, Shannon, don't eat any chocolate covered anything from me.
Oh, I won't.
Shannon, I'm telling you right now. I warned you on record. So if you do it, it's not fucking. What is that? What if you come in somebody's food? What type of crime is that? That, you know.
Is hilarious. That poison?
I bet that's assault.
It's got to be.
It's salty.
Salt. Yeah.
So, it's a salty treat.
It's a salty treat.
A salty and eatery.
I'm quick as fuck, doggy. Don't test
Bing
me.
Bing bong.
Doggy, I just fucking hit him out.
Wham.
I'm a funny motherfucker, doggy. Nobody gives me credit for that.
It's got to be a crime.
Got to be a crime to come in somebody's food.
It'd be weird.
It's
got to
be state by state.
Made fondue, though, and you're just not having any.
Fondued.
Yeah.
All day I'll be here, guys.
By the way, if we find out this is a crime, Lewis and I both have to take stories off the record.
Yeah. No, I came in as shampoo.
I think every guy's come in shampoo.
I came in
as
shampoo. It was my ex-roommate's shampoo. That's not a crime. That made his hair silky.
Yeah, we did it. I mean, it was to a girl.
Before we have the answer, can I just know why?
Why?
Yeah.
This is the guy that called the cops on me for threatening to kill him.
That's okay then. Why'd you do it, Dave?
We just had the one female roommate.
We all wanted to come in her hair. Yeah. So.
She won't let us do it. That's the only way.
That's the only way we could get
shiny.
Or come on her body.
My freshman year roommate had this awful girlfriend who used to lock us all out of the suite anytime she came over so they could fuck. And my sophomore year, a girl takes me back to her apartment. That girl walks in. That's her roommate. And I got her to give me a blowjob and spit the cum into the girl's face lotion.
Holy shit.
Oh,
yeah, right in her face,
sick.
Too. It was great.
Well played.
Yeah.
What's the opposite? Why is it different for men? Because women are selling their fucking placenta, right? They're selling the placenta
for
pills, like you can eat your own placenta.
Eating your own placenta is a thing.
And you can sell your fucking breast milk to bodybuilders online, because
it's like very high in protein. Right?
Yeah, but so like, why is that okay? But I mean, there's got
to
be.
Why is it okay to forcibly put your cum onto a human being?
I mean, why is it okay?
No, I'm just saying, what's really the difference?
Why is it okay to get candy
taste?
Or panties out of a candy machine in Japan? People just do weird shit.
Weird shit
but
in the world.
Nobody wants the man.
Do we have
semen?
Any stats
well,
on
man
this?
Well, man seems very attainable.
It's very, yeah.
Go ahead.
So I have
it's a seller's market.
Yeah. Supply and demand.
I have one case here. A guy was charged with fifth-degree criminal sexual conduct and one attempted fifth-degree criminal sexual misconduct for coming in a coworker's coffee and then handing it to them. The charges were dropped because even at fifth degree, there needs to be some kind of unwanted contact with the other person. So there currently are, like, there's bills in review right now that could make it either a misdemeanor or a felony for giving your bodily fluids
but
for
right
someone
now,
else to ingest.
Right now, it's
to ingest.
It's fucking game.
Wild Wild West, doggy.
Still got time.
As we call it, at the buzzer.
Fuck yeah.
It says later on in the article that in order to prove it, you have to prove that it's for the purpose of sexual gratification.
But not for the purpose of just
hilarity?
Making their coffee taste better?
Yeah. There's no skin to skin.
There's nothing. I'm telling you, I tried to do it on stage where I talked about jerking off in my over-made shampoo bottle. There's nothing sexual about it. It's all aggression. So it's very rapey.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there like you're beating off, you fucking piece of shit. And you're like rubbing your dick and you come and then you feel guilty.
I feel excited right now.
There's so much going on when you come in your roommate's shampoo bottle.
It's more guilt than usual coming.
Yeah.
As for a Catholic boy.
So this is not even a crime.
No.
I'm going to tell him.
That's an insane thing that you can jizz in people's stuff.
I don't believe this. There's got to be a crime. There's got to be state to state. There's no way in every state it's fucking legal to come inside people's foods.
Somewhere it's at least called shenanigans. You're going to get probation.
You're going to tell me it's illegal to eat rattlesnake meat in public in Topeka, Kansas, yet it's not illegal to come in their food.
Come on, somebody's rattlesnake meat.
But it's not illegal for me to rub my rattlesnake meat into somebody's
burrito.
Are you kidding?
Burrito.
I'm kind of glad because I used to work at a pizza place, so this is a relief.
We didn't really do anything that bad. When I was at a Mexican restaurant one time, we had a really shitty table of like uppity white dickheads. Fiesta Cancun, RIP baby boys. And the one waiter filled up their water pitcher from the toilet.
Oh, well, I jizzed in a little thing of ranch and then mixed it. And then I put it on a cop sandwich because he had arrested
me
a lot.
Which time does that
take? Wow. What?
Yeah.
What'd you
and that's
after?
How I met Keith the Cop.
He hired me that day. He said, who made this ranch?
This is the best ranch I've ever had in my entire life.
Could you make this for me all the time? Because I've got a job for you, son.
I don't know what it is. I just love this. Deep down inside.
It reminds me of my childhood and my teen years. Yeah, no, I did it. My friend mopped the floor with pizza dough once and then made the pizza and gave it to somebody he hated. Like, there was a few things we did.
You can't put kids in charge of people's food. It's going to happen.
No.
What, Shannon?
I found another case in California where a man was found guilty of ejaculating into his female coworker's water bottle.
You can just see it floating. Yeah, that's her fault.
Looks like sea monkeys.
That's her fault.
She can look at that fucking smoky ass water and go, "Is there a spirit floating around my water bottle right now? What is this?"
He said that he didn't actually think she was gonna drink it. That was his only defense.
Yeah, because it looked like a lava lamp.
If you're that blind, you deserve it.
Yeah, you can't jizz in water.
Yeah, it's got to be a more
a smoothie.
Of a,
yeah.
Smoothie is perfect.
Yeah. Poland Spring makes jellyfish.
Ranch dressing, perfect. Shampoo, obviously.
Vichyssoise.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
This was just a dumb guy and a dumb girl for, I mean, well, she didn't drink it. She just fucking.
Her lips touched the bottle.
Yeah. She put it into her pussy. She's is that cum? I need it in me. Women are horse. Wow. All of them. Bar none. All women.
She put it in her pussy and then turned upside down like a science fair volcano.
There was a comic.
Oh, women make me sick. God damn it.
There's a comic like 15 years ago, and he screamed at me for smoking in the green room and threw
an old Motley Crue song.
Fan at me. Yeah, yeah. But like threw a fan at me and was screaming at me. So he walked out all pissed and he left his water bottle. So I just rubbed my nuts all over his water bottle and all over the mouthpiece.
Good for you.
And then me and the feature went to the back of the room and just laughed every time he sipped his bottle.
Oh, that's great.
So I think that was a crime, but it was hilarious.
I don't know if that's crime either.
I don't think that's crime.
That's just rubbing your ball sack
just
on something.
Nasty.
And it was fair.
By the way, this says he did it twice a week for a year.
Ah!
She's like,
wait, the water bottle?
Yes, yes.
Oh, God, what a dumb bitch.
He said it was the closest he could get to someone as good looking as that without tampering with my marriage or hurting anyone.
That doesn't even make sense.
It's not, in terms
just
of sex
for
crimes,
your jizz
he's
to go in somebody's body.
He's a gentleman in the world of sex crimes.
Let's do the next scam.
Let's see if we can get a fucking t-shirt out there for somebody. It's
this
been a while.
From Dallas. Howdy, gang. Good high payout scam for you. Go buy a mattress at Costco, keep it for a few days, call headquarters, or go in to complain and ask to return it. They will honestly just ask you for the receipt and mattress tag and will give you 100% refund. If it's too much of a pain to accept a returned mattress, they'll let you keep it if you don't push for them to come and pick it up. I know two people personally that have tested this theory. Happy scamming, doggies.
And then the high profit would be you resell it.
Or you get one for free.
You get a free mattress.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal.
Is that true, though? My problem with some of these scams are, it's like, is that the case? Can you just go buy a mattress from Costco, come back with the tag and say, yeah, I want to return this?
Couldn't they say, hey, you're not supposed to take that tag off?
Yeah. Or just the receipt. They just want the receipt, not the tag.
Maybe. I mean, look, if that's a solid scam if that works. I'm thinking about getting a Costco membership right now. It's not that expensive. It's $60 a year.
I got a Sam's.
I love their samples. Oh, man.
Yeah, I went in for the first time since I was like a kid the other day. And it's like comical. I mean, like the bags of Doritos are like fucking.
No, the best part, I was just saying this yesterday. I love when people get in the jazzies, right? Those little, the motorized carts. Mm. And everything at Costco is so huge. But the basket on this little jazzy is so tiny. You
and
can
the
only
person
fit
in the cart
one
is the
thing.
Hugest
yes.
part of that equation.
You can only get one
you
thing in that basket. It was funny.
Yes, you can return any item within 90 days of purchase. And you can also return a mattress to Costco. For your information, Costco has
well, it says T-O-O at Costco.
That's right. We've heard other Costco scams. They take Costco. They take things back. Like Costco. Well. Didn't we get another Costco return scam once? What was it? Do you remember, Harrington?
No. No, but what makes Costco special, I was saying, like, of all the places that they looked at for a place you can buy a mattress, Costco is one of only two big box stores you can return it to. So they will literally take anything. And I think actually the scam wasn't a return thing. It was a way to get a free Costco membership.
Maybe. Look, this is sounding better and better. You know, I like this. I have to buy my son a new mattress anyway. Okay. Mm. So maybe I will do this. That'll be great. If I get a full refund, this guy gets his fucking Scam That You Shirt. I like it. What else we got?
One more. One second. Okay, this is from Zach. Yo, what up, doggy? The scam isn't amazing or lucrative, but it's a simple-ass scam that will work 100% of the time and literally zero chance of any sort of repercussions, so let me get my shirt. So every year, Wendy's sells a small amount of keychains for charity that will get you a free Junior Frosty for the entire year.
Fuck, this was me.
However, you don't need to buy one or get lucky finding a store that has them in stock for the limited window they are available. By the way, this only really works flawlessly in the drive-thru, but you could probably BS your way through it at the counter. Simply pull up, place your order, and say you have your free Frosty keychain. You don't even have to order anything else if you don't want to. Just say you want your free Frosty. They will literally never ask you to show it, especially in the drive-thru. They just want to keep the line moving, blah, blah, blah. Thanks, boy. Come to Denver.
Where's your Wendy's around here?
I got one around the corner for me. I'm going
to
check today.
See, if there's Wendy's around here, we're going to send an intern to do this right now. If they successfully can get a free Frosty by just stating that they have a free Frosty's keychain.
It's got to be a drive-thru.
Drive-thru.
It doesn't have. No, they said it works better if it's a drive-thru. Yeah.
Oh, I would do that all day.
Because they ring it up. It's why, because when they're ringing it up and creating the receipt, it's at one window. You got to come up and do it. They're not going to ask you to fucking see it. I understand.
I think
good.
I have
and
heard
also,
of this,
And also, if your keys
honestly.
Are in the ignition, they're not going to tell you to turn your car off. That's why it's a better scam than yeah. drive-thru.
That is true. Yeah, yeah. With the drive-thru, it's like, what am I going to do? I'm going to
turn my car off, and then you're going to have all these people beeping? Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care. They work
also, what does the free Wendy's keychain look like? Free. You could probably create this with, very easily, Frosty.
With an X-Acto knife?
Chain. Yeah, I mean, seriously, yeah. dude. Let's see. Wendy's Frosty tag key for a free Frosty.
And an art degree. Or no, you just
oh, you could also purchase one for $4.99 on eBay. People are selling theirs.
To pay for their funerals?
The free buy a Frosty key tag for $1. Receive a free Junior Frosty
Become
for a whole
obese.
Year.
Become more obese.
So, I mean, all you have to do is show them that. There's nothing scannable on it.
What if you just punch a hole in an old Wendy's cup and then...
I feel like, though, if it's $1, why are you going in the roundabout way?
I mean, is this literally... Is there a barcode on the back to scan? Because this is really fucking easy to recreate.
I don't think so, because he's saying that they never actually ask for it, because then you'll have to take the key out of the ignition and show it to them.
Yeah.
So they're not scanning
Yeah, but
anything.
For $5, just fucking get the thing.
Get the thing on eBay, but or
it's
just
a lot
Lewis
of
and
work.
I are think, but Lewis and
like
I are thinking big as far as how many Frosties
you can
getting.
Get a Frosty a day, baby boy.
That's a deal.
That's a fucking deal. $5 for all those Frosties. I'm just saying I can have Bobby Hutch easily recreate this. Easily. And he's on my staff. I can make him do it. Right now, it's a bit. Ooh, so, it's a bit for the podcast. Yeah, make me one, Bobby. Ha. I have graphic designers at my fucking beck and call.
It would be weird if they like tested it like
Marcus,
they do a $100
bill.
Can
you do that?
Yeah. It's like, they have a scanner.
Scan yeah, yeah. They're like, this is a lie.
Where's the closest Wendy's?
Look up through the light.
Wendy comes out and arrests you.
Broadway between Bleecker and Bond.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I want you to, the latest one, there's a new one. There's a 2019 free Frosty thing. That's the one. What you have to do is you have to go print this.
Looks like the roofied smoothie.
Laminate it, cut it out, put it on your keychain, and then on video, you have to go to the Wendy's and see if you can get a free Frosty with it. And if it's successful, this nigga gets a t-shirt.
Yeah.
All right. Get to work. Marcus.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's a good fucking good task right there. And Marcus, guess what? You get to keep the Frosty.
I'm too fat to
get to go outside.
You want the Frosty.
Can we all have a Frosty keychain if we're doing this?
If it works, yes, we'll create Frosty keychains. I'll just sell them on merchpump.com.
I love this idea.
You can buy your own Frosty keychain from the Real Ass Podcast. Your Real Ass Podcast sponsored Scam That Jew Frosty keychain.
It could be more than once a day. There's more than one Wendy's.
You just drive around and get Frosty.
Yeah, you eat Frosties all day.
And then resell them for half the cost. You just have to stand in front of a Wendy's and be like, hey, you going to buy a Frosty, doggy? Yeah. Half price. I guarantee you can make some cash.
It's
shut
little,
up, Harrington.
It's a little melty, but it's only a quarter.
It's a Junior Frosty, though. They're tiny.
It's a they're like that big.
They're like smaller than this.
That's good, though. It's good. Like, it's
a little treat.
Yeah, it's a little control. Oh, that's the Junior? No.
No way.
Oh, that's the pass, and that's what you get for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also thought that was a comparison.
Not the American size. Like,
you can give the gift European of free Junior Frosty Treats for a year. And it's supporting the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. It's for unwanted children.
Why don't you just go get all the unwanted
scam
children?
Scam them out of having a home.
I mean, on a baseline level, these are the worst types of children. These are unwanted children. It's not even like, it's like if it was child cancer, I'd feel bad.
Yeah, these are kids left on a doorstep.
Is there a way to get a keychain that only supports vanilla Frosties?
Do you have to wait longer to get the vanilla Frosty? Like, they'll immediately offer you the chocolate one?
Oh, boy.
If you're adopting a Frosty.
There are vanilla Frosties?
Okay.
I think there is a vanilla. I think there's a strawberry, too.
Gross.
Yeah.
So, Zach, your death match is out there. We'll end the show with a little bit of your handiwork. This is fucking crazy. The entire video is available, fight.tv.
It is now up on Facebook and YouTube as well.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's so brutal, guys. Zach, you're a moron.
Yep.
You're a fucking, watching it in high def, it was so much worse. You see the fucking light tubes go into your head. You see where it slices your fucking, Landa, have you seen this?
I've not.
Show him your scar, first of all.
I had a pro wrestling death match.
He had a
did
death
you really?
Match. Look at his fucking scar that he ended up on his forehead.
Jesus, oh my God, when did you do this?
Oh.
April 7th.
Oh, wow.
What so this did is pull up stitches?
I haven't seen one of these since the 90s.
Yeah, well, I would say like a minute or so before it gets crazy with his forehead. We'll see what happened here. And it was you versus Jeff Cannonball. You know, you guys are fucking Zach pulls up the light tube, so it's really his own demise.
Yeah,
honestly, maybe you shouldn't have pulled up those light tubes. Are you regretting that decision?
No, it was part of it had to happen.
If you're ever in a bar fight, you're like, all right, I got a bottle, I can smack this guy in the head with the bottle, right? But then you're going, I've sort of opened Pandora's box.
Something sharp.
Now we're fucking with bottles here and pool cues and fucking even pool balls. That's a fucking like.
That's a head cracker.
That's you could fuck somebody up with some pool balls, okay? And I can't throw it for shit. I'm like a fucking. If you're just like good at throwing a fucking baseball, you can just stand across a bar and fucking wing an eight ball at somebody's eye socket.
Yeah, or you could just miss them and kill somebody who's just sitting at the
kill
bar.
Kill a baby. Yeah, that's fucking brunch. That'd be me, dude.
Baby.
And you're just casually walking out.
Yeah. Yeah, that you don't want to.
Well, the baby's got a 7 implanted in its skull.
You made a mistake probably by pulling out the light tubes. This is where it's
poor decision making.
Yeah, this was your fault.
In retrospect,
what's your wrestling name?
I'm just me.
Oh, you just goes you? Okay. Yeah.
Did you wanted to be? Were we using them like lightsaber? I don't understand why you brought. Why'd you? Okay.
You'll say. Good. Pull it up.
Go. Jeff Cannonball, veteran.
The fact
technical
that he can get his arms around you was amazing.
He does these very technical wrestling
moves. Against something you signed off on here.
And out goes the fork.
And that's the fact. That's the tack.
What the? No. No.
Those are thumbtacks on double-sided tape.
This isn't real.
And all of a sudden, Jeff Cannonball with the tack bat.
And already bloody is Zach Amico. This is difficult.
Oh,
that hurts like hell.
I know it hurt like hell. You don't think that hurts?
No.
You don't think that's
it
gonna suck?
It doesn't look like it hurts. It looks like I'm telling you that sucks all the dick in the world.
That sucked.
I gotta be honest. Closest thing I've seen to ECW in a long time.
You can fast forward a little while. I'm just gonna throw a chair at his head now.
But grabbing the chair.
They sit down and they have a old-fashioned staple off.
So it's a staple off.
These two were former friends. I mean, this is a...
No! No!
That's easy. That's nothing. No.
Is he trying to get it to stop bleeding?
Certainly getting his money's worth here.
And this is the very...
Dude, I'm
why,
impressed,
though,
honestly.
Zach? Why?
There's I've wanted no to reason. Do this since I'm a little kid. No, I've always loved this shit.
Dude, my friends
this
used
is to
do
it.
Do you
this
cut?
Zach,
are
this
you
is where me and Zach think alike.
My
Zach, it looks like Zach's
going to
do it again, but then no, he rakes his fucking eyes.
ECW
he rakes his fucking eyes. You don't trust Zach, and that's why you're my fucking brother, dude.
And now here's the
this was you could have won here, Zach. This is the moment. This it kind of reminds me of my MMA match, where it's like I had top position, I was ready
I
to fucking close the deal.
But see how like this
sloppy.
Is all readily available. Like it's
so
supposed to happen.
Sharp things. Yeah.
It's not like a tack bat just happened to be there or some barbed wire.
So I went for the light tubes. I thought this was my big moment.
So this is it. He's like, all right, light tubes. This will fucking get him.
Oh my God.
Nothing bad will possibly come of this.
Oh, no.
What was the plan?
Oh!
He just wanted to let him know.
Yeah.
If you fuck with me, I'm going to smack a light tube on your back.
He unfortunately didn't hurt him that bad.
He had better light tube technique. See, he went straight for the head, which in my opinion was a better move.
Yes.
It was probably a stronger move. Now, and also what he does here, where he takes the end of the broken light tube and digging it into your face.
I'm done.
Also better. Also better.
Oh! Oh!
No, it's not even the worst part, Lando. You have to watch. Also better than smacking it across the fat of his back.
Yeah,
Zach.
That was probably the worst spot to hit him.
Well, I was going
to
say, yours was playful. No, like, this is vindictive.
Well, oh, fuck.
It's effective. This is how you do it. No, look, right here, right here. Boom.
That's what cuts him.
Look, yeah, look, look. You see the fucking blades into his face, dude. All right, that's it. That's it. He wanted this. So you guys can watch the entire death match on YouTube. Capital Wrestling, also Capital Wrestling, going to be at Skankfest this year. We're doing some pretty cool shit involving the Capital Wrestling guys. You might even see your boy Luis J. Gomez get involved in one way or another. The whole match available. Zach, you're fucking hardcore. There's no doubt about it. But retarded.
Yeah.
Retarded. Legitimately could be hurt. Could be killed.
Did you have staple scars or anything, or from the tech bat?
Oh no, that you
Let's
just have
see
a ton
the.
Of-
So a ton of holes.
I can't.
The thing with the light tubes is just it's death by a million cuts.
It powders.
And I'm crawling around in that for the rest of the match.
I was going to say.
So I was just covered in a million little
cuts. Well, you see a moment where I noticed that Zach, he's worried. You could tell he's actually really worried.
Yeah.
Because he breaks what they call kayfabe in a sense because he's crawling around blinded by his own blood and glass.
Yeah.
And Jeff Cannibal goes to punch him, and Zach just doesn't react. He's just looking for his face on the ground. Yeah. And it's like that was like the only moment where it was like, oh shit, I could tell Zach like was like, fuck, this is
yeah,
like,
when
right
you
when the
can
blood started pouring.
Taste a bunch of your own blood and
well,
it's from your forehead.
I went to talk to the ref.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I went like that, and my whole mouth filled with blood, and I just went like this.
I love the ref. I had to go talk to the guy after we were smashing lights on each other. Excuse me. This has gone too far.
Hey,
dude, you know what? That's badass,
yeah,
though.
It's
I'm
hardcore.
Impressed.
Hey, look, you know, you're doing what you fucking love. David Arquette just did that hardcore match. So it's just a little fucking, it's dangerous. You got a fucking wife. You got a kid that you're going to worry about. When's your wedding again?
September.
September what?
14th.
Thank God.
What?
Because I just realized never mind, I can't say.
No problem.
Okay. All right, we're gonna wrap this one. This is a fun show.
Wait a minute,
that was the last scam, right?
The end right, of it, though. I can't.
If you do that again, I do want to watch. Scam that.
So we're gonna test that Wendy theory, and we're gonna put a video out on the Real Ass Podcast YouTube, and hopefully we'll get some free fucking Frosties and show everyone what the fuck's up. We gotta start doing more videos of putting the scams into motion. That should be the new goal for extra content. Thanks, guys. Follow everyone on social media at Landau Dave at Funny Christine, right?
Yeah, on Twitter, FunnyXteen, on Instagram.
Got it.
Thanks.
At Luis J. Gomez, at Zach is that funny, at Them Harrington, at I am Shannon Lee. Real Ass Podcast, love you guys for listening. Love you for enjoying it. Go subscribe on iTunes. Go subscribe on Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. Get access to every episode we've ever done, plus Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and many more shows. Don't fuck around. Get that pre-release, uncensored, ad-free, all that shit. Real Ass Podcast on Gas Digital. Promo code RAP, 14-day free trial. Okay, goodbye.
That's all, folks.